We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's too loud.
$100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's Friday, Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop you up.
Sugar baby down the road, she's sitting on a radio and rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on the night we'll be working on doing all the wrong things right.
That's right.
It's finally Friday, free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, my poofy fittipelli.
You're in big trouble, mister!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be living up my motor again.
That's right.
Friday.
That's right.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Dog. Finally, Friday. You know, if I was like a big corporation owner, like if I owned like Amazon, I would play that song in all my warehouses at 5 o'clock every Friday. Have all the workers dancing around.
Maybe 4:45. Because at 5 o'clock, I wasn't going to sit around and listen to it.
Playing in every office in the and the Sears Tower in Chicago.
Maybe the final countdown. And then you'll have that one disgruntled guy that's like, I'm here till 6. Stop dancing, I'm here till 6.
There you go. All right, time now to check with our buddy over at Mount Pleasant Seafood. Ralph Fitch, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good on a Friday afternoon. It's always good to listen to you guys having a good time. It makes the rest of us still at work enjoy our time. And I agree with you, Bob. That's a really upbeat Friday song. Y'all have had some good ones and had some good ones. I remember the old one with It's Friday, Ma'am, Just Friday.
Right.
Like that. But that's pretty boss, Bob. That is a good. It makes you smile.
It gets me through the last hour of the week.
I tell you what, they need to play it for those poor guys at NC State, don't they, Bob?
Hey, I'll tell you what, they're holding their own. I'll give them that much.
I feel for them, I swear. It's just, how much worse can it get, I tell you. But I felt that bad for the Stanford pitcher the other night, too. I mean, I sat there and I said, did I really see that?
Because he was throwing lights out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was striking everybody out.
He really was.
Anyway, let's get we'll get back to baseball because I'm going to get the TV cranked back up here in a minute and watch the game tonight. I'm real excited about it. I wish it was Virginia. I was pulling for them, but I hate to see Texas. That makes me a little more nervous than Virginia, to be quite honest with
you. Texas has got a good team.
I know. But we need to worry about baseball later because I need to worry about selling some mahi-mahi. We got some dolphin in right now, local fish. Dolphin is not flipper, by the way. It's mahi-mahi. Mahi-mahi, it's a game fish caught offshore in the deep water. And it's a beautiful green and blue and real colorful fish when you bring it out of the water. And the meat's real pretty and white. And it's good baked, grilled, fried, anything you want to do with it. Well, we're going to fix up some mahi-mahi, crunch top style. It starts off with 2 pounds of the mahi filet, a third a cup of French dressing, 1 can of those French fried onion rings, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and a quarter cup of Parmesan cheese. What we do is put the mahi in a baking dish. We mix the dressing, lemon juice, and pour on top of the mahi filets. Crush the onions up, mix it with that cheese, sprinkle it all over the top real good and thick. Put the oven on bake, set it at 450 degrees. Going to be in there about 20 or 25 minutes. What we always say is when the fish flakes is done, that's when you bring it out. And I tell you what, crunch top mahi mahi is a good one, Bob.
It sounds good. I bet you know we got the. You can get the mahi and the recipe.
That would be here on the creek, right next to the Shim Creek Bridge, where Vince is 1945. Then give us a call on the phone, 843-884-4122. Look us up on the web, mtpleasantseafood.com. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and all the rest of that social media stuff. Or, like I said, come on in the store. We're there till 6 o'clock tonight. Be back in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Sounds good. You have a good weekend. When you think of Mount Pleasant,
you're thinking seafood.
We think of seafood.
You've got to think Mount Pleasant seafood.
You have a good weekend, okay?
Have a super weekend, Bob. Thank
you,
always.
There you go. Appreciate it. Ralph Fish making everybody hungry here on this Friday afternoon. All right, here's the situation in Omaha. And Vanderbilt leads NC State 3-1. And the new NC State pitcher, not sure what his name is, just struck the guy out. So he gets out of a bases-loaded situation. Huh. So we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, NC State trailing Vanderbilt 3-2. And I've got some information. Looks like NC State could very possibly get some players back tomorrow if they play tomorrow. Again, if NC State wins this game, they are off till Monday. It's over for Vanderbilt. So, but if Vanderbilt wins this game, they will play tomorrow. But it does look like NC State. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Olé, Senor Harding. Como está?
What it is?
What's up, hombre?
Not much.
Hey, Vanderbilt's going to lose today.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
They're leading 3-1 right now.
Unless they got that heckler back.
Oh, the whistler's there, apparently. Luckily, I'm watching it on my computer, and I don't have any sound on it, so I don't have to deal with the whistler.
Yeah, because they was bad last season, right?
He was bad the other night.
Oh, really?
I didn't hear him at the first of the game, and I guess he figures out how he can move closer to the ESPN microphones or something. But he was annoying for about a half the game.
You know, he might be like the unknown comic, can wear a bag over his face.
Instead
of a mask.
I've seen him on TV before, yeah. I mean, he doesn't hide it, that's for sure.
Oh, he don't?
Nope.
Well, he better be careful what he whistles at. He might get hit.
There you go.
All right, man.
All right.
Later, hombre.
Okay, dude.
Home slice. That's Dave with our, reported psychic report for the day.
Yep. He says Vanderbilt's going to win. I lose.
Hey.
We'll see.
What else did he call? Didn't he call that other game?
He got more like one right.
Well, that's what we fixate on, Bobby. The positive.
Chris Budden from ESPN with NC State coach Elliott Avent before the game. He found out an hour 45 minutes before the game time that he was going to be down to 13 players. They did send the shortstop home. He apparently had COVID. But what's happened is the other player came and got a lot of the other players out of the dugout, and they're getting tested right now. And he said hopefully their tests will be negative and they'll be back tomorrow. So we might be looking at another team. Because if they have to go with these 13 players, they only have 4 pitchers. We know that guy, the kid that started, can't come back tomorrow. No way he comes back. He threw almost 100 pitches. So, but it looks like NC State If it goes to tomorrow, we'll get a few players back. So good news for them. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Is this the hombre dude?
This is the hombre dude.
I'm still laughing from that.
I want to let everybody know that Pedro up there on I-95 stole all my ideas. It was going to be Hombre Says, come to south of the border, but Pedro stole my idea.
Well, you know, I mean, Kamala Harris has been there, so she'll take care of it.
Yeah, she went to the south of the border, and that's where she went.
That's right, absolutely. And she said, what do I do now? What? This is, I guess I'm Dudette.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well, I have a question. All right. This shortstop who's been sent back to Raleigh, bless his heart. Oh, can you imagine how heartbroken he is? All right, but these other guys, they're going to be tested again tomorrow. All right, I get all that. Why were these boys not given vaccinations?
That's a question that you'd have to ask the NC State Athletic Department. I mean, a lot of people, you know, when the vaccine started coming out, a lot of people took the basically, they said that they weren't going to require their players to get vaccinated. And I don't know by law if you can. I mean, I think I think you could challenge it in court. I mean, if you were dead set against getting a vaccination, I know when I got my second shot, that was a huge sense of relief. But I'm not going to tell somebody else what to do. But you would have thought, because apparently, and this is according to Kendall Rogers with D1 Baseball, if you had a vaccination, you didn't even have to take a COVID test. But anyway, a lot of these people are not playing in this game today because of the contact tracing.
Yeah. And, well, it just shocked me when I read what you wrote, that,
right,
you know, the kid had tested positive for COVID. I thought that for sure.
Well, Dr. Geyer said the kid must have tested positive or they wouldn't have sent him home.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, for God's sake, NC State, you're going to the College World Series. Why vaccinate your boys? You know, so I don't know. It's a shocker, and it's sad because I want NC State to win the whole thing because my daughter-in-law went there. So, anyway, I don't know. We'll see. All right, hombre.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right, Pedro.
Okay.
All right. Pedro stole my ideas.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, it's not a good thing. I mean, you probably would have ran it better because it's a crap hole at the south of the border now. Well, I don't even know what that big old stair thing is.
I don't even see cars there when you go by. And I mean, I don't go by it that much.
Yeah, I don't really see many people. I mean,
I don't even see cars there.
I see that overlook thing that you got to walk up 85 flights of stairs to go to the top to do what? There's nothing there. I'm
look at the Dillon skyline.
Let's take a gander at the Circle K across this friggin' street.
That's a BP station.
They don't sell good lottery tickets. I know that. I didn't win jack off of them.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
The gas leak still has Northwoods shut down between Ashley Phosphate and Wendy's. It's a slow go there. Also, reports of accidents board at Midland Park on the interstate in both directions at aviation accidents, but it's the westbound side that's slowing you down. Ashley Phosphate at the interstate westbound wreck, 78 at Ladson and 176 at Plantation North. Westbound on the Donhold Bridge, reports of a stalled auto, plenty of heavy traffic building on major routes as you travel home. Be careful. Join Holy City Brewing for live music every Friday and Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. and more live music during brunch on Sundays from 11:30 to 2:30. Visit holycitybrewing.com for more info. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Humid with a stray afternoon thunderstorm in the area, a high around 80. A shower early tonight, then cloudy with a low around 73. Humid Saturday with a morning thunderstorm, a high around 83. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Sunday, but isolated and scattered thunderstorms return next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
If you are in business, you have a lot of things on your mind these days, but your credit card processor, it doesn't have to be one of them. Mike and Brian Werner at Electronic Merchant Systems understand we're all in difficult times. Now more than ever, you can count on them for first-class service with your merchant processing needs. Free point-of-sale items, no-fee programs, same-day funding, just a few things offered by the best processor. Electronic Merchant Systems, same company, same name, serving the Lowcountry now for nearly two decades. Check them out today online, emsofsc.com.
Joy Builder, Goal Builder, Respect Builder, Credit Builder, Me Builder, Dream Builder. Meet Self, the app that helps you build credit and savings so you can build your dreams. We're here to keep you on track while you build positive payment history to build your credit. Know what's really cool? You get your money back in the end, minus interest and fees. You've got dreams, we've got you. Download Self today and let's get that dream built. All credit builder accounts made by Lead Bank, Sunrise Banks, N.A., or Atlanta Capital Bank, N.A. All equal housing lenders and members FDIC. Individual results will vary. Visit self.inc for more details.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
We are ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
The best in Charleston sports talk radio.
Now more fan talk with Bobby Harden.
And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Unbearable. On a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Friday afternoon. Vanderbilt leading 3-1 in this ball game. Kumar Rocker just has thrown 111 pitches, so I think we've seen the last of him. He's pitched very well today. NC State stranded a runner on second base, but we go now to the, what would this be, top of the seventh, I believe it is. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
All right, man, I hope I don't open a can of worms for you, but I'm getting tired of all these people hammering these kids from North Carolina State for not being vaccinated. Did they not been paying attention to Chris Paul, like, who was vaccinated, who still got corona? I mean, the lead corona idiot with Dan Wolkin sent out that tweet earlier that was like, what do you say? These healthy 18 and 22-year-old kids just ruined their season because they didn't get vaccinated. Bro, they're healthy 18 and 22-year-olds. I mean, come on. And even if they got vaccinated. And who knows if that kid didn't get vaccinated. There's something called HIPAA laws that we don't know. But people keep on making all these, like, observations and coming to these conclusions, and people don't know crap, man. They're like super. I'm a little fired up because the vaccination is literally killing my dad. I know you don't want to go there, and that's not part of it, but I'm like, they're healthy kids, and like, let them play freaking baseball and stop telling them to get vaccinated and stop asking them if they are. Like, I don't know, man. Sorry. A little fired up when people call in about that.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, if you don't want to get vaccinated, I have no problem with it. I couldn't wait to get vaccinated. You know, I did my best to get vaccinated as quickly as possible because I'm 67 years old. And at the time, it was elderly people, and I guess I've hit elderly. I'm 3 years away from elderly, I guess. Yeah, let's go with that. But, you know, as a 25-year smoker, I've got COPD. I mean, this thing could have killed me. I mean, it really could have. So I was glad. I was more than happy to get vaccinated. But if people don't want to get vaccinated, that's their choice.
Yeah. It's not mandated. I mean, and I'm not.
But Dr. Geyer said that variant out there right now is making young people really sick right now.
My brother got, I told you my brother got vaccinated before I did, and he got COVID.
Right.
I told him to go buy a lottery ticket. If you're in that 3% that they said, you know, only 97% effective, but if you got that 3% that ignored it, I mean, go buy a lottery ticket, brother. But, you know, I mean, it's nothing to joke about. I mean, people died from it.
It's up to the individual.
It is. It is. It's not about politics. I mean, it shouldn't be about politics, you know. It should be about.
If I was a coach, I would encourage my players to get vaccinated. I would not, you know, I don't even know if you can. I don't think it's legal to make them get vaccinated, but I would encourage them to get vaccinated. No. I would encourage them to get all the facts. If I was a coach of a team, I'd bring in an expert, have them talk to the team and stuff like that. And if they didn't want to get vaccinated, they have to suffer the consequences. You know there's COVID protocols.
Especially when you're traveling around and doing what they do, the chances of coming in contact with somebody is greater.
Now, I have no clue what these teams are allowed to do out in Omaha. Are they restricted to their hotels? Or is it pretty much back to normal? You know, I feel safe being pretty much back to normal now. You know, if I go into a place that requires a mask, I wear a mask. But if I see a sign that says, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. So I'm respectful of others with it. You know, I don't know what these players were allowed to do.
No.
I would think it would be a pretty risky thing. And just kind of like those NFL protocols we talked last week, that if you're vaccinated, you can pretty much go about your regular business. But if you are not vaccinated, you're not allowed to go out in restaurants. You're not allowed to go out into bars. You're restricted to your hotel and stuff like that. Because this virus has not gone away. Even though the numbers are better. And I'm not a COVID expert. But even though the numbers are better, this virus is still out there. And now we know there's a variant out there, this Delta variant, that is making young people sick. Where when this all first started, very few young people were getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, this is a topic for another day. We've got Phil Steele coming up in the next segment. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Hurt on the job? Just call Joy. If you're looking for a workers' comp law firm that gets great reviews, you've found it. At the Joy Law Firm, we've represented thousands of workers across the state. Our attorneys have received the highest ratings from top legal rating services, and our 5-star Google reviews speak for themselves. Call the law firm that South Carolina has trusted for over 50 years. Because good reviews matter, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
Yeah.
you should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KBV for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment match on new pilot elite. Max trade over allowance $4,000. No payments with 20% down plus tax tag with $499.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
Now
more fan talk with Bobby Harden.
Once you're assigned that football season is not far off is when the Phil Steele college football preview comes out. And the man who puts all that together is with us right now. Phil, how are you?
You know, I am doing great, Bobby. You go back to where we were last year at this time. We had just put the magazine out, and all of a sudden everybody changed the schedules on me, and we were wondering if we're going to play football, and we had to print off new schedules. I tell you what, being back to normal is a great thing this year, and I'm looking forward to having full football stadiums this year.
Yeah, I think we all are, that's for sure. But hands down, your magazine is the best out there. Talk a little bit, Phil, about what goes into putting this magazine together. Like, how long does it take? How many coaches do you talk to? Things like that.
I appreciate that, Bobby. Yeah, we spent about 7.5 months working on the magazine. As soon as somebody's regular season ends, we're already starting to work on their preview for the next year. And we actually go through a 3-write-through process. The first write-through is a postseason process where we go through every bit of information that happened during the season, reread every article that was written about the team, capture all of that, and put it into the write-up. And then the second write-through is the pre-spring. We get the updated rosters, the freshmen have signed, go through all of that and rewrite it. And then the third is after I talk to the head coaches. And they give me a lot of moves. I got arrows all over my page, you know, putting players in the right spot, and get the input from the coaches, and then we finalize it with a third write-through after that. And this year, Bobby, you know, in years past, I think about 5 years ago, I talked to maybe 90 of the coaches. Last year, we finally got to 100. This year, I did 110 of the head coaches. One of these years, we'll get all the way through 130, but it's pretty tough matching up everybody's schedule.
When you talk to the coaches, do you find that they are, for the most part, open and honest? I mean, do they get away from the coach speak, especially when it comes to maybe some of the things they're concerned about their team?
Absolutely. In fact, they know, Bobby, when they talk to me, everything's off the record. So they can say anything they want about anything, and they don't have to worry about it. So they're not at a news conference. They're relaxed. And they pretty much tell me the way it is. And if I feel a coach gives me coach speak, then maybe I think, well, I don't necessarily have to talk to him next year. So, you know, I think the majority of almost 99% of them tell me exactly like it is.
And I bet every one of them has a copy of your book on their desk, too, or somewhere, a bookshelf. How in the world, Phil, do you deal with the transfer portal when putting the magazine together?
Well, yeah, I tell you what, Bobby, it was a little more difficult this year, but the beautiful thing is I plan to go to the press a little bit later, and so we actually just finished the magazine last Tuesday, June 15th. And to give you an example, Luke McCaffrey was playing for Nebraska last year, transferred to Louisville, and then we find out late May that he's leaving Louisville. So we're like, okay, I don't know what we're going to do with this guy. Well, Coach Blumgren from Rice calls me on the 13th of June and says, Phil, we got Luke McCaffrey. He's coming in at quarterback. So we put him in as starting quarterback at Rice, and I believe he will start this year. And he's on our pages there. I think if you flip through the other magazines this year, you'll find that they list him as a backup quarterback for Louisville, and we've got him as a starting quarterback for Rice. So I know the portal's not completely closed yet, doesn't close till July 1st, but the changes since we put the magazine to the press have been very few so far. So I think we really came out ahead.
Very good, very good. Let's talk some football. We'll start with Clemson and the ACC. Clemson not only the favorite to win the ACC, but expected to be back in the playoffs again this year. And really, Phil, what Dabo Swinney has built at Clemson is truly remarkable.
Yeah, I'm really going out on a limb this year, Bobby, by picking Clemson to make the playoff. How about that? So it's and you're right. Dabo has done just a phenomenal job with Clemson, turning them into a not only a national title contender every year, but a national title favorite every year. And, you know, this year they got 9 starters back on defense. So I think they could have a potentially nasty defense. They got my number 1 defensive line in the country, number 3 set of linebackers, number 8 set of defensive backs. Very well could have the best defense in the country. And offensively, you know, DJ's back, comes in at QB. I'm glad he got his feet wet last year, sort of like Mac Jones did at Alabama. Remember, he got in a couple of starts when Tua was injured, and I think that gave him a nice setup for the next year. DJ at QB this year has got a couple of starts last year and in big games. And, through, you know, Clemson's offense wasn't bad in either of those 2 games, put up about 38 points per game. I like the backfield replacing ETN. I think they've got the talent there. The receiving core, last year was a young receiving core. This year it's a veteran receiving core. The offensive line, same thing. Young last year. Looks like a veteran unit this year. In fact, I rate up my number 14 offensive line in the country. Biggest question mark for Clemson this year is probably that Georgia game right out of the box. First of all, extremely happy to see this series renewed. And second of all, that's my number 4, two top 5 teams going against us, each other, right there out of the box. Should be a great game. But if you look at the rest of Clemson's schedule, ACC, they'll be favored in every game and favored by substantial amounts in every game as well. So, yeah, you can look for Clemson to be back in the playoff this year as the ACC champs.
You don't think anybody in the ACC is even close to challenging Clemson?
I think the 2 teams that will give them the most test in the ACC this year, both come out of the other division, the Coastal. North Carolina, they've got a pretty good quarterback in Sam Howell. Now, he loses his top 2 running backs, top 2 receivers, but they're going to have their best defense they've had in years. And these guys look good coming off the bus. I mean, they're big, they're athletic, they're fast. I really like what they got going on defense. I think Sam Howell being a quarterback will develop new skill players. And they bring in Ty Chandler from Tennessee. So I think they're going to be loaded. And then Miami. You know, Miami's got 19 returning starters. And if De'Ara King is back 100% healthy, I think they could give Clemson a challenge. But remember last year, they lost by 25. So, you know, giving them a challenge as opposed to beating them in the ACC title game. Heck, even Notre Dame, which went through the ACC undefeated last year, couldn't handle Clemson in the ACC title game. I'm pretty confident that Clemson prevails, but I think North Carolina and Miami are their 2 main contenders.
Do you think Notre Dame should join the ACC?
I know Notre Dame loves being an independent. They've got an incredible setup there. I'd love to see it. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think they just enjoy being an independent too much.
All right, let's switch over to the Southeastern Conference. Alabama, obviously, is always there. But there are some teams that could possibly challenge the Crimson Tide this year.
Yeah, I think 2 main teams really jump out at me, Bobby. And last year, Texas A&M was my number 1 surprise team in the country. And what I mean by that, my surprise teams are non-top 10 teams that I think can actually make the playoff. And Texas A&M last year was coming off a 5-loss season. They nearly made the playoff. Selection Sunday, they're right there with Ohio State. Which one's going to make the playoff? They just missed out. You know, they lose 4 offensive linemen, and they lose their quarterback. That's their only losses this year. And talking to Coach Jimbo Fisher, he thinks this year's offensive line is bigger, more physical, more athletic than last year's offensive line. If they come together quickly, which I think they will, and he's very confident in that, they should be almost 100% by the time that Alabama game rolls around. And I like their new quarterback in Haynes King, a very dynamic athlete, and he's also a heck of a passer. He's got great skill players to work with. In fact, my number 1 set of running backs in the country, and the defense is loaded, especially in the defensive front 7. So I think A&M can challenge Alabama. They get them in College Station October 9th. And if you watch last year's game, they lost by 28 points, but there was inches away here and inches away there. You know, they got stopped on 4th down right before the half and gave up a touchdown and turned into a blowout. I think A&M will give them a battle. And then the other team that I think could give – Alabama battle this year would be Georgia. And when you look at Georgia, they really came on late in the year when JT Daniels took over at QB the last four games. And he's back this year. They've got a loaded backfield, an offensive line that's more veteran, and their defense is always great under Kirby Smart. And when you look at Georgia's schedule this year, they don't have to play the Alabamas, the LSUs, or even Texas A&Ms out of the West. They only play three SEC road games this year. That Clemson game is going to be huge, but they probably are going to run the table in their SEC games and get to that SEC championship game. And we've seen them battle Alabama in the SEC title game. Remember, they led almost the entire way in 18. The national championship game, they blew a late lead. So I think Georgia and Texas A&M are two teams that can give Alabama a run for the money. But I played it safe in the magazine. I went with Alabama winning the SEC.
All right, let's talk about my alma mater, South Carolina. They fired Will Muschamp, finished 2-8 last year. Shane Beamer takes over as head coach. I feel like if you ever seen a program, if you go back, you don't have to go back that far. Under Steve Spurrier, they had three straight 11-win seasons, five straight wins over Clemson. If you've seen a program sink as quickly and as low as South Carolina has.
No, it's actually happened, as you mentioned, Bobby, extremely quick. I think they're, you know, to have the history that they had going for them, especially against Clemson, and now being on the opposite end of it, that is something that's really remarkable. But the good news is, Will Muschamp didn't leave the cupboard bare there. They inherited some talent. In fact, if you look at the overall talent that South Carolina has coming back this year, when I talked to Coach Beamer and went over the team with them, he's actually pleased with what he's inherited. Look at the running backs, Kevin Harris, Marshawn Lloyd, Zaquandre White, all there at the running back position. The offensive line is loaded with talent. The defensive line, I thought last year the defensive line was pretty good, and they're going to be much better this year. And so overall, this is a South Carolina team that does face a brutal schedule. You know, outside their division, they have to take on this year Texas A&M. They also take on Clemson and Auburn, three very tough teams outside the division. But I think the season starts out well. They could win as many as 5-1. I think it's going to be a real good start to the season. The end of the season where it gets tough, there'll probably be a dog in the last five games of the year. But I think South Carolina's got a chance of, they'll definitely improve on last year's 2-win total. And like I said, Shane Beamer not unhappy about what he inherited. And keep in mind, this is a South Carolina team that beat Auburn last year. 2 years ago, they beat Georgia, for crying out loud. I think they'll be much better on the field this year, and Shane Beamer's going to do a good job in his first season.
So you do like the hire of Shane Beamer. That was my next question, what you thought of the hire of Shane Beamer. He certainly brings a lot. He's the youngest coach I can remember South Carolina having in a long time, and he brings a lot of enthusiasm. I mean, yeah, he wins the press conferences, let's say that.
He sure does, and you got to like the pedigree. You know, when I talk to coaches and we're going over the team with them, every time they talk about a coach's son playing for him, they always light up a little bit, and we got ourselves a coach's son here. So he's been in the business a long, long time, and granted, never been a coordinator, but I think Shane Beamer is the perfect head coach. And, you know, he's got some good coordinators that he's brought in with him. He's inherited some good talent. I think he's going to do a really good job at South Carolina.
One more state team put themselves on the mat last year, and that was Coastal Carolina, went 11-1. Can they duplicate last year's success?
You know, and I talked when I was talking to Coach Chadwell this year and going over the team, I go, Coach, you realize you're going to have a target on your back this year. That hasn't been there. And he said, yeah, well, we're ready for it. And they've got 19 returning starters coming back. I love the fact that Grayson McCall is back at QB. You look at their receiving core with Hiley and Likely at wide receiver and tight end. That's dynamic. The entire defense is practically back. They do lose Taron Jackson, which is big, and they do lose C.J. Maribel, which is big. Those are two big losses, but it's a talented team. And then I love the schedule. They face my number 128 schedule this year. They open up with the Citadel, Kansas. They still be probably a three-touchdown favorite against Kansas, which is going through a big coaching change. Speaking of coaching changes, the Buffalo head coach left for Kansas and took the entire coaching staff is new. They'll be a big favorite there. They'll be favorite over UMass, ULM, at Arkansas State. I think the big game, that if you're a Coastal fan this year, that you got to worry about, it's October 20th. It's at App State. That was a close game last year, a lot closer than the final score. Remember, Coastal scored a big interception or a touchdown late in the game, which made that a sort of a misleading final. That's the game they got to worry about, but I think they have a chance of being favored in 11 of their 12 games this year. So, yes, I do think that they could once again reach double-digit wins, and if they go into App State and come out with the win, they could very well be right back where they were at the end of last season.
Very good stuff. Let's move on nationally real quick. Obviously, Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, the usual suspects you look at every year to make the college football playoff. Who are some other teams out there that could join what has become a pretty exclusive club?
Yeah, and, you know, Georgia, Texas A&M, even Iowa State have their chances this year. But for my surprise teams, Bobby, and once again, a surprise team is a non-top 10 team that I think can make the playoff. We've had a pretty good track record with these in recent years. I think it was 2016, Washington was my number one surprise team. They actually made the playoff. And then 2 years ago was Utah. If they had won the Pac-12 title game, they would have made the playoff. And last year, Texas A&M nearly did. This year, I think I've got two teams as my surprise team. So if you're looking for teams nobody's talking about that can make the playoff, my number two surprise team is Wisconsin. And when you look at Wisconsin, it wasn't your typical year last year. They only averaged 3.8 yards per carry. But they've got three what I call VHT running backs, or very highly touted running backs. They've got Graham Mertz back at QB. Remember, Graham Mertz had that great first game, then sort of tailed off as the season went on. I think he'll be one of the better quarterbacks in the NCAA. The defense is great. And then schedule-wise, you know, their road games in the Big Ten are against Minnesota, Rutgers, Purdue, and Illinois. They'll be favored in all those. Notre Dame's in Chicago, but I think Wisconsin's got a chance of running the table this year, which means a Big Ten win over Ohio State in the Big Ten title game is all they're away. And they led Ohio State 2 years ago. My number one surprise team this year, I'm going back to the team that really did it for me back in 2016, and that's Washington. And no one's talking about them. They won't even be the favorites to win their own division this year. Oregon will be the favorite to win the North. But when I look at Washington, I see a team that's got a big, I mean big, veteran offensive line. These guys average about 325 pounds. They've got the running backs. They've got two tight ends in Otten and Culp. They've got a veteran quarterback. And defensively, Jimmy Lake always produces a top-notch D. He's got eight starters back this year after having just 2-6 the previous 2 years. And then you look at Washington's schedule. They avoid USC, Utah, and Arizona State all out of the South. They get Oregon at home. Toughest road game is at Michigan, but Michigan's not Michigan anymore. I think Washington's got a great shot at running the table this year and actually sneaking into the playoff. And like I said, I think they'll be picked second in their division in the Pac-12 and media days.
Bill, do you like the new 12-team playoff proposal?
You know, Bobby, I'm a 4-team playoff guy. Been a 4-team playoff guy for 20 years, but you know what? Not going to fight it. We'll see what happens.
Well, college football is definitely at a crossroads. You've got the transfer portal. We talked about that. The name, image, likeness coming into play now. And who knows what else is coming down. Will these changes allow schools that are outside that Big Four, Big Five that we mentioned, will this give them a chance? In other words, who will benefit the most from all these changes?
Well, I think the NIL is going to benefit the big boys the most because, you know, just turn into open season. Let's go out and get this guy, you know, and somehow, some way, some booster will pay a certain amount of money and they'll get all the top recruits still. So I think it's actually going to widen the gap a little bit because, let's face it, the smaller schools can't afford to lose all those dollars. But as far as the playoff, it is more inclusive. So, yes, we will have more teams in the playoff. Now, will it make it a better playoff? I don't know if that's a possibility, but it gives them a shot, at least, of getting to the championship game if things break their way.
One more question, Phil, and we'll let you tell the folks how you can get the magazine. But you have players on the cover of your magazine. In fact, all these type of magazines do. With the NIL, are you going to have to start paying these guys? How would that work?
Oh, boy. I hope not, Bobby.
I was just wondering.
We just get it from the schools. I mean, nobody's asked me that question before, and I'm a little startled at it, so I hope not.
Well, you can put my picture on the cover. I don't know how many magazines you'll sell. But...
Well, just put some helmets on the cover, for crying out loud. It's more about the teams that we're promoting as opposed to the players.
Absolutely. As always, Phil, thank you for coming on. Before we go, tell the folks how they can get this year's magazine.
Well, I appreciate that, Bobby. I think the very best way to get the magazine this year is to head to your local Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. They should start hitting the newsstands this weekend. Could be out there today. So get to that Barnes & Noble, get to the Books A Million, get your copy before they get sold out. You know they sell out very quick. Now, if you want to guarantee yourself a copy, go to the website. It's philsteele.com. And when you go to philsteele.com and order the magazine, we actually send it out two-day FedEx. So there is a $7.50 charge, but that's exactly what FedEx charges us. So we will send out the magazine to you. It'll get there. You know, probably take a day or so to process, and then 2 days after that, you'll have the magazines in your hand. So go to Barnes & Noble and Books A Million or go to philsteele.com. Head to the store, and you can purchase the magazines there.
And on the website, too, there are other things, too. You do things weekly throughout the college football season. You've got an NFL book. So there are other things on that website people should check out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And like Phil Steele Plus is like having an updated magazine week to week throughout the season. But you can go to the website for more information on that. Once again, it's Phil, philsteele.com to get that. But do haunt those Barnes & Noble and Books A Million this weekend because I think they'll have them out.
He's absolutely the best, Phil. Again, thank you for taking time to be with us once again. We've done this for a number of years and look forward to talking to you again next year.
Sounds great, Bobby. And it wouldn't be my summer radio tour if I didn't get to talk to Bobby Harden. So always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on once again, Bobby.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
There's still a wreck on the interstate westbound near Aviation and a brand new accident on the interstate eastbound at Highway 78. An accident mall at East Montague, Savannah Highway in front of Ravenel Mobile Home Park. Also, Savannah Highway at Carolina Bay. That's causing very heavy traffic. Shadow Moss at Ashley River, Maybank at River Road, Remount at Rivers Avenue, Rivers Avenue at Helm, and an accident 78 at Ankrum. Two stalled autos on the Don Holt Bridge westbound. Expect delays as you travel. Baker & Brewer at 94 Stewart Street, downtown Charleston. Come work at Baker & Brewer. They're now hiring for multiple positions that offer plenty of room for growth and advancement. Apply in person or send your resume to Baker & Brewer at evopizza.com today. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Weather. Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Humid with a stray afternoon thunderstorm in the area, a high around 80. A shower early tonight, then cloudy with a low around 73. Humid Saturday with a morning thunderstorm, a high around 83. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Sunday, but isolated and scattered thunderstorms return next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Senior of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Just as soon as the sun goes down and darkness hits the street, but Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde,
that's when I show my other side.
Don't you miss.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fan Talk, our final segment. Going to be a quick segment. Phil Steele went a little long there, but Really happy that Phil was happy that he would come on with us again this year. I think we've had him on every year for the last 20 years, I think. So, always enjoy talking to him. I could talk to him for 3 hours if he had the time. Really good. I mean, we try to touch on as many things as we can. Right now, out in Omaha, Vanderbilt leads NC State 3-1. Bottom of the seventh, NC State has the bases loaded and two out. Vanderbilt is the third pitcher for Vanderbilt in this inning. The last pitcher walked a batter, hit a batter, loaded the bases up. And in this inning, NC State had a runner picked off second base on a missed bunt attempt by NC State. So, anyway, Vanderbilt just, I know this is radio, it's hard to describe, but they seem to be tight for some reason. They just don't look like they're having fun. Of course, they're up against the wall. They lose, they head home. They're going up against a team that has 13 available players today. 13. 9 position players and 4 pitchers. Vanderbilt just looks really tight right now. But bases loaded, 2 out, trash up to bat. And I found out the other day that he is the nephew of former Yankee Tom Trish. I did not know that. I looked that up on his bio the other day. I said, well, I figured, you know, not too many people named Trish. The only baseball player I ever knew named Trish was Tom Trish, and played for the Yankees. So I looked it up, and sure enough, Luca Trish is his nephew. So I thought that was pretty cool. If you need to get that car wash this weekend, you know where to go. Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 North of Mount Pleasant. They are a full-service car wash. They do detailing as well. Check out all their services at cactuscarwash.com. As we always tell you, stop by, meet the local owners there at Cactus Car Wash, right across from the Town Center in Mount Pleasant. Several new coaching hires in the NBA. We got Rick Carlisle. He is the new coach of the Pacers. Mavericks are hiring Jason Kidd as their new head coach. And the Celtics, Ime Udoka, is their new head coach. And Seattle Kraken have named Dave Hextall as their first coach. 52 years old. He's been an assistant coach for the Toronto Maple Leafs for the last 2 seasons. Vanderbilt gets out of the inning, and we go to the top of the eighth now, and Vanderbilt leading NC State 3-1. So NC State really missed out on a good chance to tie this thing up or very possibly take the lead, but it did not happen. So can you tell my voice is tired today?
I'll
tell you what, man.
It's clocking out before we can.
I probably should have just gone to bed last night. but I've got a streak going.
Oh, yeah?
You never mess with a streak, right?
No.
Isn't that what they said in Bull Durham? You don't mess with a streak. And now I've watched every game of this College World Series. So, and we'll watch tonight's game. And if we have games tomorrow, I'll watch them. And then Sunday, I might sleep all day. Get ready, get rested up for Monday, Tuesday, and possibly Wednesday of next week. I don't know what it is. I just thoroughly enjoyed, watching these games. But, in all honesty, I should have gone to sleep last night. As far as the weekend in the NBA, Hawks and Bucks tonight, game 2, 8:30 tonight in Milwaukee. Tomorrow night, Clippers and Suns. 9 o'clock in Los Angeles. NHL, we got us a game 7 tonight. Islanders and Lightning. That game tonight at 8 o'clock in Tampa. Canadians, they have wrapped up their series. They are in the Stanley Cup, so they await the winner of tonight's Islanders-Lightning game. Not sure when the Stanley Cup finals will start. But anyway, we are done. Appreciate everybody listening. What? What are you laughing at?
She was just confirming that we're going to be off on Monday for 4th of July.
Are we?
Yep. Look, straight from the source.
Okay. There you go.
Something to look forward to, working to next week.
There you go. All right. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.